lock up, walking the wrong way against the traffic, relentless in its pursuit of hot, fresh tarmac, myself a pedestrian, unremarkable as a driver apart from that time I started a small engine diesel in third gear on the upside of a hill, and the car attendant lot with a name, something like Shatner, is not selling the future, but leering over adverts proclaiming, advising me to trust my gut. Well, my gut tells me to run away from everything and go live in the woods, to hide from the world with its compound interests and miles per gallon. But I can't do that, not yet. It is still better to be on the inside, pissing out, than on the outside, banging at the doors to get back in. And all my thoughts rush, flashing beside me. A black security guard wearing a red England football shirt. A white man with long flowing white hair and a full moustache riding a bicycle. A could-be Latino pregnant woman with rouge lips looking good enough to eat. Kirk Douglas at 65. Obsolete. We are all obscene, Hasselhoff driven around in a Google car. Everything fun is ludicrous. Sport, sex, words. The knives no longer sticking at the sides. They go all the way into the heart. While pregnant women look good enough to eat. And 1980s tunes play from the past on a radio you can never find. With a dial set to mediocre through set perms and fashion malfunctions. I sit alone on the floor outside U18, paralysed with these thoughts, feverishly writing them down. The only thing we know for sure is a reassuring quantity in which we will see people we know die. And Kirk Douglas at 65. The only death we don't see coming is our own. It will come at us with a poker grin, come at us in the size of our imagination, in between the fear at our own existence, and flicker us out. Someone will say that you died before your time, which is an oxymoron. As to say your time suggests fate, and to proclaim fate is to embrace the fact that we have no choice over how or when we die, which is true, except for perhaps the suicide jobs of the sane. And I write this down as I walk around the streets, foregoing the cliches, tramping the highways, remembering the old ways, the not so good old days. A bus full of prom kids swings around the most dangerous roundabout in my neighbourhood. For Pete's sake, it's even called Gallows Corner. The boys bang on the windows at the man in the beard, clutching a pad in the rain. And I still think of Kirk Douglas, no longer 65. If the world can kill him, it'll reap us all, no problem. I only write these words down because there are no other possibilities for me right now. I am possessed with the fear of fitting in.